This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. There's been an ongoing fight between two big industries here, aviation and telecom. The fight is over high-speed 5G cell phone networks. Telecom companies are rolling out 5G, including around airports. But airlines and plane manufacturers say that could affect their equipment. The 5G rollout around airports has already been delayed because of this opposition. It was supposed to happen this year. Now it's set for next year. The aviation industry wants to delay it again. Marketplace's Matt Levin has the story.
The feud between big telecom and the aviation industry is all about altimeters, relatively tiny devices that tell pilots how high they're flying. It's possible 5G could mess up altimeters, especially for older models, and new models ain't exactly cheap.
In the range of about $18,000.
Anthony Rios, president of Free Flight Systems, says the chip shortage may make new altimeters hard to come by.
These are the same ones that a year ago or less were plaguing the automobile industry, are the same ones we're using here.
The aviation industry says supply chain issues mean planes won't have the right equipment for next summer when Verizon and AT&T's self-imposed limits on 5G are set to expire. Hassan Shahidi is with the Flight Safety Foundation.
The plan is and has been to try to do this as expeditiously as possible for all those aircraft to be retrofitted.
But if full 5G around airports is delayed again, it won't just be telecom companies and travelers that are frustrated, says Harold Feld with the broadband advocacy group Public Knowledge.
If you look at who lives near airports, we are talking about low income and communities of color, people who are on the wrong side of the digital divide.
The Federal Aviation Administration has pushed for another delay to 5G, but no formal postponement has been announced. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.